Wednesday, January 6th. President's still in San Clemente, and I'm still in Palm Springs. He came in early in the morning to the office and put in a fairly long day, apparently. Spent a lot of time with Ehrlichman and Kissinger. He called over here, said he had talked with Mitchell about the whole political structure. That Mitchell's concerned with Finch's plan of sending a bunch of people into the States. And the president and Mitchell have agreed that the three of us have got to sit down and decide how the whole political structure is to be set up and then parlay that into how everyone works. Mitchell told the president that I'm the only one in the White House he will deal with. The president's concerned that we've got to broaden Mitchell's viewpoint, although he agrees that we've got to put Mitchell in complete charge of political operations. But he thinks John tends to be too exclusive in some of his decisions and that we need to work on that while still giving him full authority. As a result of some of the reports in the paper on the Reagan inaugural, etc., the president concluded that Reagan's going to have a tough year ahead of him. And he talked about that some. He thinks he's going to have trouble as he moves into trying to solve the revenue and welfare problems, especially since he doesn't have the student issue as an overriding distracting factor. His conclusion after reading the news analysis, etc., on the TV conversation is that at least with the intelligent people, we came off very well. He's still not convinced we did with the general public and is anxious to see how our poll comes out on that. That was about it. He seemed very relaxed and cheerful and is apparently using his time somewhat productively. End of January 6th.